Hey, Gary, it's Mobile.
Come on, Greg.
Another day, another $1.50.
I didn't get the first part of what you said. What about $1.50?
Another day, another $1.50.
Man, you're doing better than me. I only get $1.49.
Well, yeah, that penny really makes a difference, eh?
Guys up north must get paid more.
Yeah. Oh, I'm headed back to Leelanau today to help ECW figure out an issue that could simply be solved by Leelanau switching their admin lines to VoIP instead of them being POTS lines still. That's a wonderful time.
Yeah. Got all the equipment loaded up and hauled out yesterday?
Yeah, it was quite the haul. It was XPR 8300 VHF, two VHF SLR 8000s, and then a VHF MTR 3000, all with duplexers. The 8300 had an amplifier with a power supply, all that fancy stuff. And I got four cabinets.
Sweet. Did you haul them to your apartment?
No, I drive an Equinox. I had to have our shop guy come down with one of the vans to load it all in the van, and it barely all fit in the van. So it's the nice 4 foot tall Motorola cabinets, not the 3 foot tall ones, the short ones. So anyway, so that was a project. Then we got a three XPR 4550s, of course, VHF with tone remotes and power supplies already on them. So that was fun, too.
Yeah, there's been people asking why we don't dabble in VHF. It's like, well, here's the reason. So, well, we just stuck to UHF for PMR. What do you do?
Well, the way the picket fencing works on UHF, it's actually better for digital. Each little drop in signal is much shorter than like it is on VHF. You don't quite get as much range, but the dropout from picket fencing on UHF is a lot shorter, so the error correction can actually do its thing a little bit easier than it can on VHF when you're kind of out of ways.
Yeah. Well, all the VHF stuff can still be used on analog, so it's not a total loss.
Oh, I've got an experiment. I've got a whack ton of 4350 UHF radios, and I'm wondering if I can throw a couple of those into the 8300 and convert it to a UHF using the right software. I don't know if it's a thing or not, but I'm going to find out.
I haven't heard of anybody successfully doing that. That being said, the radio is virtually the same. I believe the problem is the firmware in the radio is different, and that going forward, you know, that's the problem. It's the firmware in the radio, and that's the issue.
I just switched over to the Lake Leelanau machine. Are you able to hear me okay?
So, I don't know exactly, but it sure seems like a person could get that other firmware loaded in a 4350 that, you know, you can make it happen on the transmit side, well, on the receive side too, but there is challenges.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, they're darn near the same radio. It's just the control head's different. And really the differences between them are, you know, inside the actual radio brains part is just the firmware. So I'm wondering if I can make it work. Joe and I are going to try to make that happen. So the nice thing is they're also, all the radios I have are all high power models. So they're 25 to 50 watts. So you can run them at 25 watts all day long and they don't care.
Well, kind of a double-edged sword. If you get the 1 to 25, you could run an amp easier on it than you can on the 25 to 40. So there's kind of a double-edged sword there. Which way is better, but that was, you know, one of the things, too.
Right. I think that UHF amp is 25-watt drive because it had an SLR 5700 hooked up to it when it was originally in use. Don't ask me why they used an SLR 5700 on an amplifier. At that point, just go with an 8000.
You put that package together a whole lot cheaper than an 8000. And the SLRs that go down to 1 watt, so that could be an issue. Probably need to look up the spec on it, see what it takes for a drive. And I'm not sure if the DMR repeat was the 25 watt version or the 1 to 25. Now I guess I'm going to have to look at the code plug.
Something like that. I've got the UHF MTR-3K now. I've got a code plug, a deep code plug in it. It's just not set up for site connect right now. So. But it's sitting there. And kind of put up at the hospital there. I'll be able to...
Yeah, you must have been in the valley because I didn't get much of that, but I did hear you, what you did say. I guess I probably got it, I guess. The MTR and all that. If you were in the bottom of the valley, that's bad, but if you were just driving away, that's the other thing.
No, I was in Sutton Bay, and it's kind of a valley. It's kind of an RF hole. There's no, there isn't really great phone signal there. There isn't great RF. I don't know what it is for Peter, but it is not having a good time.
The last part of that, not Peter not having a good time. So I got a couple things I got to do here quick. I'll talk to you later. Keep it up, Sevier.
I'm headed to the spot where this thing is located. I might give it a power cycle. It's kind of angry. 7-3, any DMH mobile.
ENF mobile. KFA ENF monitoring. K-F-A-E-N-S.
K-A-Z-A-B. K-F-A-E-N-F. Is that you, Chris?
Yes, sir. Sure is. How you doing?
So I was, wasn't sure if that was your call sign that I heard or not. How you doing today?
Not too bad. A little warmish, but other than that, we're doing just fine.
Okay, you're Todd.
No, I'm mobile right now, actually.
Your establishment earlier this week, and I saw you. We were driving Christie's car around the back side of the building, and I saw you throwing some stuff in the dumpster, and I yelled at you, but I think you'd already ducked inside.
I get yelled at so much at work, it kind of just rolls off my back anymore, I think.
Come back, Chris. You still there?
Yep. I'm just pulling into the gas station. I got to fill up real quick, and then I'll be back on in a few minutes if you're still around.
On the front porch, so just give me a shout when you're back in the driver's seat.
Copy that. Will do. K-A-Z-A-T. Clear. K-A-Z-A-T to K-F-A-E-N-F.
K-F-A-E-N-F.
So how is it sitting out on the porch? Got to be nice and cool anyway.
But it's shady, and it's a good place to smoke.
I hear you. Yeah, shade's a pretty good commodity to have today.
Spot, you know, but it's so darn hot back there right now. I'm not hanging out on it at this point.
Yeah, I kind of like Friday nights a little bit when it's like this, because we spend a couple hours in the car going over and seeing Mom, so we get a couple hours AC anyway.
Degrees, I guess.
Your last transmission started out with breeze, I guess. I don't know if the repeater's clipping your transmission off or what's going on.
Okay, we'll try again. I understand that tomorrow is going to be warmer with a heat index of 100.
Yep, that's what I understand as well. So I'm going to get out there about 7 o'clock and see if I can get in 2 or 3 hours of wood cutting in before it gets too bad. Then we're just going to relegate ourselves to the talk a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing much of anything outside tomorrow. Maybe if it cools down in the evening a little bit, we'll do a walk or something like that. But it's kind of hard to get motivated when it's that warm.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to even get motivated to just sit down and relax almost if you don't have proper AC.
Well, if you guys aren't doing anything Saturday night, do you want to swing over and hang out in RAC and have some dinner with us?
We would love to, but we're going over to Jake and McKenzie's and going to have a cookout with them, so it's going to be warm, but at least we get to see the granddaughter a little bit.
All right, fair enough. We'll just do it another time. Hey, switching gears a little bit, I've been doing a little bit of research on those DMR radios. I think you said you have one, is that correct?
I believe so. I bought the Baofeng UV32, and I believe that's a DMR radio.
Well, if it's the UV32, that's not a DMR radio. If it's the DM32, that is the DMR radio.
Okay, I do not have a DMR radio then.
$79. I've been thinking about picking one up. And the other piece of that is, there is one DMR repeater tower in this area. And then from there you can do all kinds of cool stuff. But the real cool thing is if you set yourself up a little hotspot tied into your home internet, and that makes it really, really useful.
So if you tie in a hotspot with your phone and the internet, does that kind of make it kind of like the crossband repeater, only with digital modes and over the internet.
Yeah, I think I understand your meaning. So yeah, you would just use your HT, and instead of trying to reach a repeater tower, you would be reaching your hotspot in your house, which is all on low power. That hotspot ties into the internet, and then you direct your radio to either other repeater towers that are connected to the internet or private talk groups, which I think is the real beauty of that thing.
Okay, I'm tracking it here. I don't know. I guess it was about a year or so ago. I watched, not a Rubicon, did a video on that. Maybe it was a ham crash course guy. I can't remember. One of them did, and I watched it. I thought, well, that's pretty intriguing, but I never went any deeper than that.
Yeah, there's like a million talk groups out there that are public. I mean, if you want to talk about cars or if you want to talk about radio or just about any other topic, there's a talk group out there, and internationally, all over the world. But the real cool thing is you can set up your own private talk group, and it can only be accessed if people have the talk group number. And as long as you make that private and you don't share it publicly, then it's fairly secure and fairly private. I think it's a really cool option for regular communications with a couple of DMR radios.
Yeah, that does sound really cool. I'm going to have to dig into that a little bit and educate myself, sounds like.
All right, I will I'll send you an email and a link to a YouTube video I watched on it that explains it pretty well. And we can talk more about it offline, figure out if it's something that we want to seriously look at a little bit closer or not. I think the radio is like $80. And then to build your own hotspot to tie into your internet at your home or potentially, you know, your phone, mobile, looks like it's about $125 to buy all the pieces and parts. And then just you flash a program to the Raspberry Pi, and you can get online pretty easily from there.
Yeah, the more you talk, the more I'm kind of liking the idea of that. I'll be interested to watch some more videos on that.
Yeah, there is a DMR tower here in Petoskey. It's this W8CCE, but it's a 70-centimeter band. I think it's at the same location, and I could probably reach it with an HT from my location, but I doubt you could. So I think you're going to need the hotspot to get into DMR.
Well, if it's something that I think I'm going to get into, that wouldn't bother me setting that up either. So, but hey, I just rolled into the old HQ here, so I'm going to load up and we're going to head over to my mom's. But I'll be on later tonight if you're around, and if not, I'll talk to you this weekend. K8ZAT, clear on your final.
Hey, very cool that we were able to hold on to each other the whole way home on your drive back, so that's awesome. Yeah, have a great evening, and I will probably be on the air most of the day tomorrow or nearby enough, so maybe we can catch up then. KFA ENF, clear and monitoring.
Hey, DMH testing. Hey, DMH testing.
Hey, DMH, clear.
KF8ENS monitoring.
KE8FJW mobile.
KE8FJW mobile. KE8FJW monitoring mobile. KE8FJW monitoring mobile.